Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey everybody, in the show, this is the second half hour of hour number three, ending this magnificent Monday here, March 2nd, 2026 edition. This is the song that I'm trying to get into the interview with Rick Randall every Monday when he comes on the show. It's called Magnificent Monday, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
Monday. Magnificent Monday is what I call today. It is just a decision if you want to feel this way. Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frosting, the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water to my. Is the attitude of choice. Use the seeds that you are planting. A much healthier voice. Magnificent Monday is what I'm talking about. Rock a positive attitude. Conquer the day without doubt. Get up and get busy and grind and get it done. When you start your day with a positive attitude, you have already won. Magnificent Monday. Monday. Positive attitude, you've already won. Yeah, 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 yeah. Magnificent Monday. Positive attitude, you've already won.
Yeah, that's great. I love that song. And we will be trying to incorporate it into the discussion with Rick every Monday when he comes on from 11:30. Greatly appreciated him and Jonathan Deke, who actually used a little AI technology to create that song. Greatly appreciate that. Want to get back into the show today and kind of wrap it up with a couple of things happening, you know, in Lansing is what we basically do, Michigan news, Michigan politics. But because of the world events that are happening, started on Saturday, many of us woke up Sunday morning to it, realizing what's going on, and it will be consuming all of our news, all of our shows for probably the next week or two. There's other things that we have to look at. There's other things that are happening that are affecting our world and things that are going to come into play and basically make, you know, some major impacts on our lives here this year, 2026. This being a major election year, everybody understands that. Well, one of the dynamics in Lansing is term limits. Our elected officials, they are now restricted to being a politician, whether it's a state representative or a state senator in Lansing, for only 12 years. 12 years, and that's it. They're done. They can't run for state rep. They can't run for state senator anymore. That's it. They're done. Well, one of the Democrats, Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, he's a Democrat from East Lansing. My Michigan State University college that I attended is the district he represents. Well, in an email last evening, last night on Sunday night, email went out, breaking news alert went out, announced Sam Singh will not be seeking re-election this year. Though my 10-year legislative career will be ending, I don't plan on stopping my engagement in making Michigan a better place to live. Whether it's going back, doing work in our communities, supporting the next governor, or strengthening Michigan's workforce and economic development, I'm excited about finding a new opportunity to support our great state. Singh said in his announcement from his campaign email account. Well, prior to this year, Singh was considered a prominent contender to be the chamber's next Democratic leader, depending on the outcome of the May 5th special election that's upcoming in the 35th State Senate District. Jason Tunney, the Republican running against Chedrick Green, the Democrat fire chief from Saginaw. Well, that special election is going to determine whether or not, if the Democrat wins, we go back to 2018 and the Democrats controlling and maintaining full control of the state Senate. If Jason Tunney, the Republican, wins, it becomes 1919, which is gridlock. Well, Singh was known as the behind-the-scenes negotiator that successfully secured new renewable energy standards for our utility companies back in 2023 when they had the trifecta. You know, the Clean Energy New Deal for Michigan, by 2040, all of our electricity has to be generated from renewable energy, solar panels, and wind turbines. Well, Sam Singh was part of it. He also negotiated the updated earned sick time and tipped wage standards with the Republicans a year ago. He's also a critical negotiator in the new road funding deal that was negotiated between Matt Hall, the speaker, and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. It wasn't Winnie Brinks, the current Senate Majority Leader, that did it. It was Sam Singh that did it. Well, additional things that he's been working with House Republicans on was a proposal to incentivize new job creation in Michigan through a payroll tax withholding to employers. You hire new workers, instead of paying their payroll taxes into Lansing from the employers could keep it. A way for them to be incentivized to create new jobs here in the state of Michigan. Well, just a week or so ago, February 22nd, campaign fundraising committee was formed in Singh's district, the 28th Senate District. It was created by Mark Polsdofer, an Ingham County commissioner representing Southern Meridian Township. He's also the deputy state transportation commissioner and policy advisor to the Michigan Department of Transportation. Other names circulating as possibilities include County Commissioner Tanya Pratt and Bob Pena. So these others, county commissioners, and also transportation commissioner, are looking at running to replace Singh in this district. Ingham County Commissioners Tanya Pratt and Bob Pena. Now, why do I bring this up? This is a Senate seat. the 28th Senate District, held by this Democrat, and now other Democrats, as well as county commissioners forming campaign committees in that district. They're leapfrogging the House folks and running for a Senate seat. Now, if you're a county commissioner, or you've been thinking about running to be a county commissioner, do you see how you could possibly end up going to Lansing? Because this is the bench from which we pull from. Well, Randy, I'm kind of thinking about getting into politics, but I'm not really comfortable thinking I can be a county commissioner representing my township and maybe a couple others. I don't think I'm quite ready for that. Well, the next lower step would be a township trustee. Get involved is the point. And one way you have to get involved right now is you need to go to your local clerk and fill out an affidavit of identity to be on the ballot this August as a precinct delegate. Takes very little effort to get elected. Honestly, most people don't even know what it is. What is a precinct delegate? A precinct delegate is somebody who simply represents their neighborhood, perhaps their township, as liaison between them and the county parties. The county parties of your Republican or Democrat party, where you now go to county conventions. The only responsibility a precinct delegate has is that when you get called to a county convention, you have to go. Now, the Republicans held their county conventions last Thursday, February 26th at 7 o'clock. Me and many of you got elected to go to the endorsement nominating convention the state party is holding on Saturday, March 28th. When we're done with that endorsement convention, folks, our terms as currently being precinct delegates are over. If you want to stay involved and engaged and be part of this process, you need to go to your local township clerks right now, fill out a one-page form. It's called an affidavit of identity, your name, your home address, your email address, and your cell phone number, and which party you want to represent, and watch, have them watch you sign it, notarize it, and get a copy of it. You will be on the ballot this August 4th. It's critical that you guys do this, and I'll tell you why in the final segment of today's show. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A little housekeeping before I wrap this up. Officer Rick, he's down in Livingston County. He said, out of approximately 450 precinct delegates that were called to our convention, less than 150 delegates showed up. So basically, one third of those duly elected even bothered to come to the county convention last Thursday. Livingston County gets 61 delegates and 61 alternates. They were able to get the 61 delegates, but they only have like 10 or 12 alternates. They couldn't even fill all 61 of the alternate positions. Well, that's because the Michigan Republican Party is having a fee, a participation fee of $50 for each delegate and alternate and guest that shows up at the nominating convention on March 28th. I also talked with Barb Ajima. Her and Dave live over in Kent County. Again, like Rick's numbers, 400 precinct delegates in Kent County. She said she was told that only about 100 of the delegates even bothered to show up. Our little tiny Antrim County, 77 precinct delegates, I believe it was 37, 36, something like that, actually showed up. Well, we had a couple of guests, people that were not precinct delegates. We had chairs lined up against the wall for them to sit over there and listen and watch what happened in a county convention. Well, after the county convention adjourned, I called them over because we were going to have our monthly Republican Party meeting. And I said, you guys don't have to stay over there. Come on over here and join us. Two ladies that were sitting together came over and sat next to me and Vicky. Started engaging, introduced ourselves, got to know them, and said, you guys need to run to become precinct delegates. Well, how do we do that? Where do you live? Well, the one lady lived in Helena Township and her friend lived in Elk Rapids. So very simply, you go to your township clerks, you get an affidavit of identity, you ask for one, you fill it out at the counter, don't sign it unless one of the clerks are there watching you sign it where they can notarize it for you. You fill it out, your name, your address, your phone number, your cell phone number, and your email address, and which party you want to represent as a precinct delegate, and you call them back to the window, you sign it, they notarize it, and they put a raised seal stamp on it, and they timestamp it, the day and the time that you turned it into them. You ask for a copy of it. You now have a copy of your filed affidavit of identity. You are now going to be on the ballot on August 4th. So, again, what is the responsibilities of a precinct delegate? To go to county conventions. It's sad, Rick just said, yes, it was sad that so few of your delegates bothered to come to last Thursday's county convention. But this kind of gives you an indication, folks, that some of these people don't take this responsibility seriously. If you get elected to be a precinct delegate in your township, your ward, your city, whatever you guys have for your municipality or your districts, you might be a major player as to whether or not the right people go to the state convention. Rick, Greg, Summer, many of them, loyal listeners to the show, longtime friends, guess what? They're going to go from their Livingston County. Others are going from their counties. I get to see all you guys down in Novi. But here's the most important part. When Novi's done, our terms are over. We do not have any more planned activities for us as precinct delegates for this year. And if you don't file your affidavits of identity before May 5th, that special election, you will not be on the ballot on August 4th. You guys have to do this, and you got to do it before May 5th. You got March and April and just a couple of days in May. Go and do it as soon as possible. Join us on the ballot this August 4th and get elected or reelected to be a precinct delegate. Why do I say that? Because shortly after the August 4th primary, there will be another county called a convention for the new and reelected precinct delegates to come to a county convention. What are we doing there? We're picking the delegates to go to the state's actual legal, full-blown, defined nominating convention. Those we endorse on March 28th will be hopefully nominated to actually represent us in November against the Democrats. This is going to be the new precinct delegates that get elected on October 4th. You might go to the nominating endorsement convention on March 28th and then not get elected to go to the August nominating convention. This is important stuff, folks. Do you have any questions? Give me a call. Now we go back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again.